how do you disable this graphene nanocarbon technology that they're using to be able to be released through lipid nanoparticle technology, and then this technology getting into the cells and delivering different types of mRNA and who knows what else that they're going to be using this for? Frequency generation or transmission, altering the cell structure through transmitting different types of signals. And what we found is the supercharged C60 is one of, we haven't found anything stronger that can deactivate the nanotechnology. It's almost like you take graphene oxide, and what bonds to graphene oxide is the fullerenes, the C60. That's the natural side. So you have the toxic side and you have the natural side. And we've got evidence, or we've got a write-up from one of the world's leading carbon nanotechnology scientists in the world, saying that the supercharged C60 will bind and take out the graphene oxide from the body.
Another big one that's on my list is the C60 molecule and carbon-60 and charcoal in general. Charcoal is a phenomenal blood purifier if you consistently take it. So let's just talk about charcoal and C60 for a minute, because this is an area that, as a nutritionist, it's really important for me. I take charcoal almost every single day. Once I found out the reality and the truth of it, it just was a mind bender. I was like, you got to be kidding me. We should have learned this early on. So charcoal is the leader in animal study research in longevity, which is such a shocker. I mean, we were never told. This is 80 years of research at least. If you are like, let's say you're running an experiment on wet mice for 6 weeks, to clean those mice up for the next study, so they're going to be used for some other study, you just feed them charcoal and water cleans them up, and then 6 weeks later, you just use them in the next little experiment that you're doing. So charcoal extends life because it picks up and helps to filter off the things that our liver can't get to, our kidneys can't get to, our spleen can't get to, our filtration organs. It takes the burden off, right? If we're going to filter our water, we use charcoal. We're going to filter the air. I got an air filter right over here. What's it using? One of the batteries in there, one of the whole sections is charcoal. Whole battery of charcoal in there to filter the air. So I use charcoal in my garden. Massive amounts of charcoal been put around this property. I put charcoal out today. It's such an important way to filter the toxins away from your animals and plants and things of that nature. So what we do is we just start people on one 400 milligram capsule of activated charcoal a day. And that might be his maximum for people. You know, that's a lot. And if you consistently do it, what ends up happening is gradually you purify your blood, because when you take charcoal in and the charcoal's working through your intestines, it filters your blood through a process called interstitial dialysis.